So your flight attendant asks, beef, chicken, or pasta? What could go wrong? In-flight dining is, to many, a euphemism. But for the next 4 minutes, suspend your cynicism, because airlines are revamping their menus to lure us aboard. Seth Kaplan is here now, transportation analyst, and watch your knees. He's coming down the aisle with his cart. Hello, Seth.
Transportation analyst and Michelin star awarder Seth Kaplan, right?
Yeah, I've seen your business card. Here. Seth, we all have our airline food stories, right? Mine is an attempted Salisbury steak, and feel free to insert yours. But yeah. What I really want to ask is, why are airlines betting on better food?
Well, part of it is this is just their opportunity again after the pandemic to interact with some people who they haven't seen in a few years. And they know that there is, you know, food is among the things that attract people onto an airline. Sure, it's more the premium passengers than the ones who are looking only at the price and that sort of thing. But people do know, and they notice. And particularly people who have big budgets know which airlines serve food that they like a little bit better than some other airlines.
And do we know if good food matters a lot to the passenger experience compared to, say, legroom, on-time arrival?
It matters a lot to some passengers, to a minority of passengers, but the ones who spend a disproportionate amount of the money. So when these airlines are going out trying to sign corporate contracts with big companies to spend all kinds of money with them, flying business class passengers around the world, that's where they trot out these menus. And if the food just being a little bit better can get you that big money deal, then it can be worth it. Scott, not sure that's the first thing we look at when we choose which airline to fly.
Yeah. Okay, do you have an example or two of what the airlines are going to be offering? I think I saw a mention of an ice cream sundae on one of the airlines.
Yeah, Delta is one that just announced a bunch of new options here. I pulled it up, a few options. There's a flounder and oyster dish, a Korean-style impossible burger. Those are vegan burgers, as a lot of people know, with mushroom and scallion bulgogi topping. These are in partnership with a famous Southern chef. So there you go. Yeah, just all kinds of new options aside from just this chicken, beef, or pasta, right?
Right. And is this specifically for like the first class cabin or kind of for the rest of us in the back? Are they trying to improve food options too?
Yeah, this is mainly for the premium cabins. Although they have also, including Delta, done some things, in back for everybody else. Sometimes for a price, of course, you're not necessarily going to get it for free and back, but they're too offering different things. It's really those business and first class passengers that they're really competing for with these menus.
And for these airlines, I mean, it's pretty hard to pull off high quality food, I mean, compared to a restaurant, right? I'm thinking school cafeteria. They have to serve a lot of people with very limited kitchen options, right? That's the reality.
You know, it's funny, Scott. People used to, those of us old enough to remember the comedians from the 80s and 90s used to all make fun of airline food. Yep. Then we all got mad when they took away the food.
Bring me back my bad food.
We're complaining again about the food. Yeah, exactly. So it's just but you're right. Mass producing good food is not easy, and that's what they're trying to do.
That is Seth Kaplan, here now as transportation analyst. Seth, thanks as always.
You got it, Scott. Thank you.